Madame, Monsieur, voici le 7h30 de l'info sport. Ben Collins, New Berry. Good morning.
Bonjour, Steve. Good morning, dear listeners. Coming up, Cameroon's indomitable Lions under coach Mark Brice begin preparations today in Yaoundé ahead of two 2025 Africa Cup of Nations qualifiers against Namibia at home and Zimbabwe in Kampala, Uganda. The under 20 women's football team of Cameroon take on host Colombia in a decisive Group A match at the ongoing FIFA World Cup in that category. And Cameroon emerges as best bodybuilding team at the Asia Pacific Championship. A development of these stories and more right here. Players and staff of the men's national football team of Cameroon will hold their first training session at 4 p.m. today at their next one of the Amadou Ahidjo Stadium in Yaoundé, ahead of two 2025 Africa Cup of Nations qualifiers against Namibia and Zimbabwe. The 24 players called by the head coach of the flagship team of Cameroon, Mark Brice, for those two confrontations began arriving in camp last evening. Cameroon will host Namibia this Saturday, 7 September, before traveling to face Zimbabwe in Kampala, Uganda, on September 10, 2024. The under 20 women's football team of Cameroon will at 2 a.m. tomorrow take on host Colombia in the second Group A match at the ongoing FIFA World Cup in that category. Cameroon's under 20 Lionesses are second in Group A. Colombia are top, while Mexico and Australia follow after day one matches. Harrison Ashutiku.
The match this Wednesday is very decisive for the under 20 Lionesses as they need a win to keep their hope of qualifying to the knockout round alive. Following their 2-2 draw with Mexico in their opening match in the tournament, Naomi Eto, Lamine Mana and teammates have to be very decisive and efficient in their playing style to be able to carry the day, as underlined by sports journalists Boris Esono and Biwa Bryan.
Need a more tactical plan to be able to succeed. I think that it is very important that the coach puts in more in his defense. His defense was so unstable during the match against Mexico.
Remember that Naomi Eto scored 2 goals and she won to make sure that she at least adds her goal tally in this particular competition. I see the baby Lionesses coming powerfully in the game.
Coach Hassan Bala, who has not lost a match since he took over the team, will this Wednesday attempt to take his record to 8 wins. However, if the Lionesses settle for a draw, they will still stand a chance of qualifying in their last Group A match against Australia. Boris Esono and Biwa Bryan once again.
I'm leaning towards a draw in this particular game. Cameroon told that if they can succeed in picking up a draw against Colombia, then they are on fine footing heading into the last game against Australia, which will be like a must-win one for them.
It's either they win the encounter, it's either they get a draw. I think that a defeat should be avoided. A win would be most preferable, but then a draw is not so bad.
The Cameroon versus Colombia encounter on Wednesday morning will be played at the 30,000 capacity City El Capin Stadium in Bogota.
We continue with football, with the final of the 2024 National Challenge Trophy in Cameroon that is pending. While the two protagonists qualified for that final, Aigle Royal of the Minua and Colombe Sportif of the Ja and Lobo are preparing. Senior reporter Simon Lyonga, in the following write-up, says the football feast that was almost an identity of a people has been in the doldrums for some time now. Simon?
The final of the National Football Challenge Cup 2024 edition is imminent as the two finalists, Aigle of the Minua and Colombe of the Ja and Lobo, finalized their preparations ahead of the showdown in Yaoundé. Far from the lenses of TV cameras and the usual euphoria that goes with it, the two have been preparing in very low gear, a point lower than the usual pomp that goes with such games. In the past, the final of the Cup of Cameroon was an event never to be missed. The ambience was top-notch and the spectacle guaranteed because of the caliber of players who animated the scene. Generations were marked by household names whose presence was a crowd puller and talents whose love for the game was never second to the gains of football. Even the clubs were mythical, as just a mention of their names was enough to send shockwaves down the spines of future opponents. Those were the years when younger players dreamt of donning the shirts of clubs like Canon, Dragon, Tonnerre, Lyon and Diamant Football Club. They manned the Yaoundé football hegemony that was challenged by the wave from Douala in the likes of Oryx, Caiman, Leopard, Dynamo and Union Sportif. Once in a while, the current flowed far from these two cities, with sporadic challenges from prisons of Boya, PWD of Bamenda, Raseng of Bafoussam, Union Sportive of Abongbang, Epervier of Ebolova, Kohi Club of Marwa, Federal of Fumban and Antant Ngaoundiri. But such challenges never lasted, as the usuals always went in for the best to keep the flame burning. Their club executive sojourned the national territory to scout for the best talents, brought them together and made the game tick. Reasons it was easy to predict the lineup before a game, while the national team became a home for the best who even became friends. No surprise, therefore, that Cameroonian clubs remains on top of Africa in continental club competitions, while the national team was a hard nut to crack. Local players had little to envy from those in the diaspora and challenged them very well on the field. Fast forward to the present generation, and there is little to write home about. The domestic championship even goes unnoticed. Players go by unidentified. Club presidents are more concerned with personal gains than the game itself, while parents are in a haste to see their offsprings board an aircraft, no matter the destination, all in the name of playing professional football. That is just our football today. No purpose, no direction, but lots of expectations. And that is where the FA FICA foot has failed. For close to 15 years now, the FA has been operating as if on autopiloting, using the national team as the main tool, while club football is in the doldrums. Difficult, therefore, for many to accept that the country's local football has touched the bottom, despite hopes and aspirations put on the shoulders of those who have seemingly activated the autopilot application. What has happened to the junior championship that was heralded with a youth football league even seeing the light of day? What has happened to the inflow of TV rights that was promised at the start? And why are we playing in downgraded pitches despite the existence of top-notch pitches around the country? An honest answer to these questions could be the start of a new dawn for local football in Cameroon, with real reflection done to seek solutions, reflection that will separate the game from its governors, reflections during which errors could be attributed without being retributions, reflections that should not be taken for a court case, and reflections void of McCarthy's tendencies to witch hunt and dismiss. It is only then that club football will stand again and anxiety will be total whenever the Cup of Cameroon final is fast approaching, without which the far cry would never be heard and the vicious circle will continue to take pride of place over the much intended wind of change.
And Cameroonian clubs will continue to suffer on the continent. Simon Lyonga. Cameroon's under 18 men's basketball team will clash with Cote d'Ivoire in South Africa today in the first Group A match at the ongoing Afrobasket tournament in that category. Yesterday, the under 18 basketball Lionesses were beaten 73-59 by Tunisia in their first game. Cameroon has emerged the best male bodybuilding team at the Asia Pacific Championship, which ended in Manila, the Philippines, over the weekend. 4 out of the 10 athletes who represented the country won more than one gold medal each, while 3 other athletes won 2 silver and a bronze. One of the athletes who won 2 gold medals in the championship that witnessed the participation of bodybuilders from 15 countries in Chison, Thierry. He told our reporters, Harrison Ashu, in the telephone chat that he is proud of his accomplishments.
I'm so happy. This is one of my greatest moments. Bringing back home 2 gold medals in my category, because I competed in 2 categories. Very happy for me representing the country and doing great results. The
competition was really tough because I was standing with some of the greatest athletes all over the world, because many countries came for the competition. I did my best and I worked hard for it.
Chison Thierry, one of the gold medalists at the Pacific Bodybuilding Championship for Cameroon. And back to our top stories, Cameroon's indomitable Lions under coach Mark Brice begin preparations today in Yaoundé ahead of 2 2025 Africa Cup of Nations qualifiers against Namibia at home and Zimbabwe in Kampala, Uganda. The under 20 women's football team of Cameroon take on host Colombia in a decisive Group A match at the ongoing FIFA World Cup in that category. Cameroon emerges as the best bodybuilding team at the Asia Pacific Championship. That puts a cap on this edition of the 7:30 a.m. Sports News on the CRTV. My name is Ben Collins Nyabedo. Thanking you for